This is Wendy Askins, Clinical Relations Manager for Opal Orthodontics, and today we're speaking with Dr. Darren J. Forcier, who's going to be telling us about self-ligating brackets. Hi, Dr. Forcier.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Today I'm going to be talking about self-ligating brackets. The reason why I have some experience with this is I've been a general dentist now for 5 years, and then I decided to do additional training in orthodontics. And currently, I'm in my second year of my orthodontic residency program, and I've been doing some research and I've presented some lectures to dentists and as well as specialists of all kinds on self-ligating brackets. I'm no means an expert on it, but I can give some background information on what self-ligating brackets are and how they've changed the modern orthodontic practice. So self-ligating brackets are a relatively new way for orthodontists to move patients' teeth with more efficiency. You see, when a person has braces, the orthodontist places brackets on their teeth, and they kind of act as a handle to be able to move the teeth to a better position. A bracket typically has three walls that allows a wire to be placed into the front of it, and then a wire is used to hold the wire in place, or sometimes an elastic ring is used to hold the wire in place. And many people may have seen these different colored rings on patients that have braces. A self-ligating bracket is a special type of orthodontic bracket that utilizes a permanently installed but movable component to entrap the arch wire. So there's no need for an additional wire or an elastic ligature to hold the wire in place. This device can be like a sliding door or a hinge door, or it can be a clip or some other kind of movable mechanism that allows that three-wall bracket to become a fourth wall and to hold the arch wire in place. And replacing the need for the elastic ligature will have some benefits that we'll go into later.
Dr. Forcier, does it make a difference in treatment if it's a clip or a door, or does it just need to be some type of mechanism to create that fourth wall?
There's different kinds of mechanisms, and there are different kinds of self-ligating brackets, what we call active or passive self-ligating brackets, and that refers to how that mechanism, whether it's a door, interacts with the arch wire. So some doors just slide shut, and they don't interact with the arch wire at all, so the teeth are free to slide very loosely inside that bracket. Other brackets are more active, where they actually touch the wire and help align the teeth, and that has some differences. But for the most part, the mechanisms are pretty similar.
Okay. Can you describe some of the problems with the elastomeric ligatures or the wire ligature ties?
Sure. The reason why the self-ligating brackets have gained popularity is because in the past we've used elastomeric modules, which are the round colored O-rings that hold the arch wire in place. And although kids like them because they come in all sorts of colors, they are problematic. The ability to securely hold the arch wire in place is reduced because the rubber or the latex stretches and it loses strength over time, and then the wire could come out of the bracket.
What's an approximate amount of time that the elastomeric tie will lose its elasticity? Is it like after 30 days or?
Well, what we've seen is that the force of the elastic decreases in half by just 1 day. But typically after 30 days, that ligature is almost completely stretched out and has the potential to fall off. And that's why usually our treatment intervals are around every 4 weeks. And then they discolor as well, so it would be a good time to change them at that four-week time.
So when the elastic stretches out, then tooth movement stops?
Well, for the most part it does, or it can impair it, and it just won't move as much.
What about ligature ties?
Steel ligature ties, they've been around since the advent of the brackets, which date back to the 1920s. And wire ties work better than elastic ties because they can securely tie in the arch wire into the bracket, and so they don't come loose very often. But studies have been done that show that they're very time-consuming to place. To remove and to place steel ligatures on one patient can take up to 16 minutes, which is opposed to it would take less than 4 minutes to place the elastic ties. The other problem with the steel ties is that they can become loose or bent in a way that could cause trauma to the patient's lips, cheeks, or gums, and can even cause punctures in the orthodontist or the assistant's fingers as well, because they are sharp.
After working in an orthodontic office for several years, I know exactly what you're talking about. No assistant or doctor or even the patient likes to have the wire pushed into the bracket slot and then tied in with a metal tie. It's a little rough on the dexterity, And it's very rough on the patient, very painful for them as well.
That's right. And that's one of the benefits of the self-ligating systems, is that patient comfort is greatly increased, and also it's less time-consuming for the orthodontist and their staff as well.
Well, you mentioned 16 minutes for the steel ligature ties, 4 minutes for your elastics. How about self-ligation? If you're using self-ligating brackets, how long does it take to remove a wire and place a new one?
It's a good question. Although there are there's many different kinds of self-ligating brackets, studies have been done across the board on several of them. It can be as quickly as 30 seconds to up to about 2 minutes on self-ligating brackets on any of those bracket systems. So you can see even that is quite a substantial decrease than the elastic ties. And when you have 50 patients or more a day, you can see how just a few minutes can add up.
Can you describe the pressure tension theory?
Certainly. A lot of people ask me, how can you move my teeth when they are encased in the bone? And to understand that, we have to really know about the biologic basis of tooth movement. And really, it's driven by the patient's own body and their own physiology. And teeth aren't actually attached to the bone per se, but they're surrounded by what's called the periodontal ligament. And this is why even healthy teeth have very little mobility. And the bone is adjacent to the periodontal ligament space, and it's richly perfused with blood vessels. And when we put a force on a tooth, like placing pressure on a tooth, like placing an elastic to the tooth or by bending a wire, we cause the tooth to move slightly in that ligament space. And as it's pressed up against the bone, it leads to an alteration in the blood flow in the bone, and it compresses the ligament. And when it compresses the bone space, there are cells in your body called osteoclasts that move into the area, and they kind of resorb the bone on that front side of the tooth. So then the tooth shifts into that new position. Now on the other side of the tooth, then the tension portion, when the tooth has a tension on the other side, then the ligament is stretched. There's other cells that move into the area called osteoblasts, and they build new bone. So as your tooth migrates through the bone, you're constantly having resorbing bone on the front of it, and then having new bone being deposited on the other side. But the amount of force, and that's really the difference with self-ligating brackets, determines how much the space is compressed or stretched. In fact, we have studies that have shown that heavy forces placed on the tooth actually compress and block the blood vessels completely. And when the blood vessels are completely blocked, it doesn't allow the resorptive cells to migrate into the area. So it takes longer for the tooth to move to that new area. With light forces, the blood vessels aren't fully blocked, and the cells can differentiate and migrate into the area. And then the remodeling of the bony socket occurs more over a gradual time period. So we know that light forces help move teeth more efficiently, and heavier forces actually can slow down tooth movement.
So in orthodontics right now, there's a large discussion about friction within the bracket and the wire and how they come together, and introducing friction causes the teeth to move slower. But should we mainly be focusing not only on friction but also on force and the lightness of force that it takes to move a tooth?
Well, not only does the heavy forces delay the tooth movement, but it's also very painful for the patient. And the low force and low friction go hand in hand. And the goal is to find that optimum force level for a tooth to maintain an uninterrupted blood supply to the periodontal ligament. A system with low force and low friction allows teeth to continuously move along the arch wire into their new position. And heavier forces or a lot of friction would delay tooth movement and thus prolong treatment. So this is why we strive to use light continuous forces and not heavy intermittent forces. And the friction in the arch wire, if there's lots of friction between the arch wire and the bracket, then there's less force that's being placed towards the periodontal ligament space. In fact, then the tooth may have no inclination to move at all if there's too much friction between the wire and the bracket.
So what is the ideal ligation system in your opinion?
The ideal ligation system would have to be something that would allow the wire to be fully engaged in the bracket slot, because only when the wire is fully engaged in the bracket slot do you get the precise tooth movement that the orthodontist wants. But it should still allow the wire to slide through the bracket with very little friction. It should take very little time to adjust during appointments and be cost efficient. And also it should promote good oral hygiene as well. And what we've noticed is from those elastomeric modules, the colored O-rings that the kids like, there's been a lot of studies that have shown that they collect a lot of bacteria in food over time, and that bacteria in food can lead to gingivitis and white spots or cavities on the teeth. So actually self-ligating brackets, by removing that ligation system, the O-ring, actually leads to a better oral hygiene, has better opportunity for the patient to keep their teeth clean as well.
Now, self-ligating brackets are different from conventionally ligating brackets as far as their dimension. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Because the ligation method is built into the bracket, like the door or the clip, usually the bracket is often thicker, but not necessarily bigger than a conventional bracket. The width and the height of the bracket on the tooth is usually much smaller in a self-ligating bracket. And this is good for the patient's standpoint because a smaller bracket on your tooth is more aesthetic. And the other thing it does is, if it's smaller surface area in a tooth that bracket's taking up space, it's easier for the patient to keep it clean.
You know, I've been in orthodontics for 16 or 17 years. And when I talk to doctors about self-ligating brackets, they'll say, well, I tried that 10 years ago, or I tried that 15 years ago, and it just didn't work for me. And of course, self-ligation has been around for even longer than that time period, but I hear a lot of doctors saying, I've tried it before and it just didn't work. Why do you think that we're seeing a push towards self-ligation now in this time period of our industry, and why is it working for clinicians better nowadays than it did in the past?
Oh, that's right, Wendy. Although we've seen an increase in self-ligating brackets in the last few years, it's really been around since the 1930s, and a lot of folks have used them, but they really haven't gained much commercial success until probably the late 1990s, where there's been an increase in marketing, and a lot of research has been done that have changed the way orthodontists have thought of self-ligating brackets today. In fact, in 1996, one study showed that only 2% of orthodontists were using these brackets, and the latest numbers was 2002, we're now 10% of patients. I would estimate that probably a majority of orthodontists that are practicing today are using, or at least have tried, self-ligating brackets. And I think the main reason is, number one, many of these brackets are now made to be easier for the orthodontist to place, and treatment goes much quicker that way.
Uh-huh.
Also, the other materials, such as the arch wires, have been changed. The nickel titanium, or the super elastic arch wires that have been developed and have been in the marketplace now. So the materials have changed over the past few years, and with the change in the materials...
So basically, we have newer materials that we're making wires out of, in which are more elastic and place less force, which creates less friction. So in the previous systems, say of 10 or 15 years ago, there was more friction in those systems, so they didn't work as effectively or as efficiently as the systems that we have today. And it may not necessarily be that the brackets themselves are different, but it's the material of the wire that is different. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And not only is it the materials, but it's also our treatment mechanics. It's very difficult to change over what you've done for years into a new system that is quite different in that it's lower force and lower friction. And so an orthodontist cannot use the same mechanical therapy that they've been using for, or what they were trained with the heavy forces, on this new system that uses light forces. So it's a whole change in mind of how you work and how you're going to move the teeth using these light forces. And many orthodontists, what they'll try these self-ligating brackets, and using the same mechanics that they were trained with or they were using with the old conventional system, and they didn't have good success because they weren't modifying their treatment mechanics to the bracket that they were using.
You know, I think I read that somewhere where a lot of doctors think that if they use a self-ligating bracket, they can continue to use the same mechanics that they've always used before. But in actuality, it slows treatment down by 25% if they're not using the techniques and the mechanics that go along with self-ligating brackets. Do you know that to be correct?
That's right, because a lot of our treatment mechanics that we have used in the past with the conventional system have been heavy force, like closing loop arch wires, heavy elastic chains, and placing those on a self-ligating bracket really does no good for you, because you're still using those heavy forces even though you have that self-ligating bracket on the tooth.
And you know what I love about self-ligating brackets personally is that if you think about orthodontics as a specialty, it's been around, what, since the early 1900s?
Yes.
What a short amount of time to have for the history of a science. I mean, you know, we're always thinking of new and better ways to do things, more efficient ways of treating our patients. But in actuality, when you think about it, this is a new science. It's a new discipline. How much more do we have to learn, considering we've learned so much in the short history that we have?
I think one of the adages is the more we learn, the more do we know we don't know. And I think that there are many new frontiers, in not only in self-ligating brackets, but other treatment regimens with orthodontics, that we're going to continue to see great advances that are only going to benefit the patients in the future.
Well, now, when you're working with your patients and you're doing a case presentation and you present to them that you're going to be using a self-ligating bracket, do your patients comprehend the difference, the scientific difference between it, the two bracket systems, or are they mainly looking at things like colors and, you know, I'm going to come back once every month? Or, I mean, where's your patient focus at? Do they get this type of science and see it as a benefit?
They do. I'm not sure they really get the science portion of it, but when I can tell the patients that their treatment time, their time in braces, may be reduced because of this new bracket, or I tell them that instead of seeing them every 4 weeks to change elastics, I can see them maybe 8 weeks or longer to change their wire. And when I show them the brackets that sometimes are more aesthetic than the conventional brackets we see, that's when it really hits home to them that they know that they're getting a good service and they're going to get treatment done in a timely manner, or even maybe a quicker manner with these brackets.
I was a treatment counselor for several years, and in using self-ligation brackets, I would always hear, well, I want the colors. You know, can I change my colors with this? And trying to explain to them, trying to get them out of the modality of the colors, because they think that's cool. Mm-hmm. And it is cool, but trying to explain to them exactly what you're saying, you're going to be coming back less to the office to have your wire changed. It's going to be more comfortable for you. Your teeth aren't going to hurt so much when they start to move. They kind of let go of the color issue. And I always used to tell them, you know, wearing braces is only fun for about the first 6 months or about the first 6 weeks. So those colors are only going to be fun for about 6 weeks. After that, you're going to want those braces off. So what we're offering you is more of a long-term solution, because we're going to be offering you a bracket that you can actually get your braces off faster than if you had the colors. And, you know, once they comprehend that, it makes a world of difference to them, and then they're all on the self-ligation side. Give me that self-ligation bracket. So it's just changing patient focus from the colors of something that's really not important to a different method of treatment, which is important.
That's right, Wendy. I get that often, too, from the kids. You can go through their whole treatment plan and their diagnosis, and then the only question that they have is when do I get the colors? But and because self-ligating brackets don't require the colored rings, you know, many kids sometimes are disappointed. But then often when I tell them and their parents that I can make their teeth straighter in less time and that the braces may come off sooner, they usually don't mind. And like you said, I've had many kids, they get the colors for the first 6 months, and then the remaining of treatment, they just say, oh, give me the clear, give me the silver. You know, I don't want them to stick out anymore. Everyone knows I have braces already. But sometimes if they persist, there are some self-ligating brackets that still allow an elastic ring to be used. And in fact, what I will do is I'll place an elastic ring on the bracket and then place the wire in. So the elastic ring is on the braces, but it's not really interacting with the arch wire, and the friction is not reduced very much at all. So it's almost like having an elastic ring, but having the benefits of a self-ligating bracket. And usually, some patients, I will also tell them that if they need to demonstrate good oral hygiene first, because we know these elastics can trap plaque around the elastic rings. And usually the first few months of treatment is when you get the biggest benefits of the self-ligating brackets. They're in the initial sliding, initial aligning of the teeth, and the leveling of teeth. So if I can keep the elastics off for the first 3 or 4 months of the braces and tell the patient, you know, first I'd like to have you demonstrate that you're very good at brushing teeth, then I'll place the elastics on.
Mm.
And then I've utilized a ligatureless bracket at the beginning of treatment when it's most important for me, but I've also given the patient what they perceive that they wanted.
Do you see that there are any limitations to self-ligating brackets?
There are very, very limited limitations to self-ligating brackets. Probably the main one for the orthodontist is the cost. And many self-ligating brackets are still 3 to 4 times more than a conventional bracket. And also the specific arch wire sequences that are recommended to be used with the self-ligating brackets are also very expensive. So it just leads to a higher overhead. So many orthodontists feel that they need to get their money's worth out of the bracket. And so a lot of people question when you ask them about the self-ligating bracket, is how much more is it going to help me than a conventional bracket? And is it worth that additional cost? And that's just something that the orthodontist has to ask themselves and see if the benefits for not only for them but also for the patient outweigh that additional cost.
You know, I would think that would definitely be true if you compare the cost that it takes to place a patient, even just place the patient, have them sit in a clinic chair, and take that and compare it to less treatments, less visits, less emergency, or less treatment time, less visits and less emergencies. To me, it would seem like the extra cost of a self-ligating bracket would be minimal compared to the cost per visit of the patient, and considering that you can get treatment times, you know, you can see your patients once every 2 months, or some doctors even go longer than that, or taking them from 24 months to 16 months would just be a tremendous benefit. But I think you're right, it's something that each person in their own mind, they have to sit down and they have to do the math and they have to try and figure it out, because when you look at the cost of a bracket up front and you think, well, gosh, I can put a standard case on and it would be X amount of dollars for the brackets and self-ligating brackets. If I put those on, it's so much more. I could see where that would cause someone to shy away from using a self-ligating bracket, because it's more that the cost is up front and the savings is in the end.
That's right. And also that the orthodontist is using something new, something that, you know, they're used to using a certain system that has been in place for many years, and to change over their inventory and to change their new way of thinking and their treatment mechanics is sometimes difficult for new orthodontists to accept. But that's really what we owe our patients, is for our continued education to learn new and better systems, and then to implore them and put them in place so they benefit the patient.
Wow, you are so, I love that you said that. That is so cool. You're right, because I talk to a lot of doctors, and sometimes it almost seems like, and that's human nature in general, we get used to doing the same thing over and over because we're creatures of habit, but then you have a new technology that comes along, and it seems like some people are almost afraid to do it because they're afraid of the learning curve, if you will, or they're afraid they're going to be doing something wrong. But in the end, everything that we do is for our patients and for a quick result for them, but not only a quick result, a long-term stable result for them as well. So we owe it to our patients, not only to ourselves, but to our patients, to try new technology and to learn new technology and not be afraid of it, so that we can give our patients a better overall result that's stable. What would you, if you were talking to a clinician who was considering changing to self-ligation, what would you say to them would be the main points that they would need to consider to help make them a decision, help make their decision a little bit easier?
Well, I think right now, for most orthodontists, I think the decision to use self-ligating brackets is probably more of a practice management decision than a decision to be made on pure science alone. I think if I was starting a new practice, I think I would be looking at using a self-ligating bracket system, because I haven't been in orthodontics for very long, that I've I'm used to these new light forces and these new systems. So it's, for the most part, I think it's a practice management decision on how they want to run their office, how they want to have the, what do they have in their inventory, and what their staff is comfortable in using.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us that's a burning desire that you feel we need to know about self-ligation?
Well, I do want to point out that one of the other limitations and some reasons that people may not have started using them is really the lack of evidence that we have for the treatment claims that are sometimes out there on what these can do. And because these brackets are still cutting edge, we don't have long-term, well-done clinical research studies on them. And some advocates of self-ligation claim that it decreases the need for extractions or palatal expansion, mm-hmm. or claim that these brackets create more beautiful smiles than a conventional bracket. And although it can decrease treatment time and be more comfortable to the patient, it really doesn't, it doesn't negate the fact that we need to have a good diagnosis and treatment plan for each and every patient that's unique to them and that will benefit them the most.
I agree with you completely. And it's exciting to see more studies being published about self-ligating brackets and about their long-term stability. But I was at a meeting the other day, and I heard such phrases as, we don't need to use expanders anymore, we can let the tongue do it, no extractions, kind of the same things that you're saying, and even, you know, that we can grow bone. With, as we move the tooth, the bone also grows and moves along with the tooth. And I kind of thought along the same lines as what you're saying. I thought, you know, I would like to see some hard evidence on that.
I think you're right. I think everyone will. And I think a lot of those studies are in the progress. We're using conventional CT scans to mm-hmm. demonstrate or to find where the growth of the bone is and how healthy the teeth are, and also stability. We can move teeth, but we want it to be stable. We would prefer not to have patients to have wear retainers full time for the rest of their life. And we would like to have them still, they may need to wear retainers, sure, at night every once in a while to keep their teeth in place. But we don't want to cause periodontal problems or cause gingival problems and make it more stable for them.
I heard a comment the other day. Someone said, The reason that an orthodontist wants their patients to wear their retainers for the rest of their life is so that they'll always think about them. Oh, I know that's not true.
Well, yeah. That would be nice. Well, I don't know, if you worked in orthodontic practice, how were those retainer patients when they came back? I thought they were probably more of a nuisance into the schedule than...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, one thing that I always had to remember when I worked in an office is that I love orthodontics, and I truly love it. It is one of my passions. And going to work every day in an office was absolutely fantastic because, you know, you get to see the same patients over again. You get to develop a relationship with them. You get to see them blossom and grow into a completely different person. But the truth is, they don't want to be in your office. I mean, we love orthodontics, so we want to go to work every day, and that's our whole life. But to our patients, it's more of a nuisance to them. As if, you know, they don't wake up in the morning and go, hey, great, I think I want to go to my orthodontist office today because it's a cool place to be.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
So the advantages of treating patients with greater comfort and reduced chair time, as well as a shorter treatment period, while achieving great results, has really stimulated the growing interest in self-ligation. And although the idea has been around for many years, it's only recently that it's really enjoyed widespread acceptance. They add just another tool in the bag for orthodontists that they can utilize these bracket systems, and it may lead to treatment decisions that has not been made possible prior with the conventional ligation methods. And orthodontists will now have to modify their current mechanics and treatment regimens to utilize the light forces and the low friction that these self-ligating brackets can employ. Although I feel that there may always remain a need for some conventional bracket systems, I believe that a timely progression away from ligated brackets towards self-ligation will probably dominate the marketplace in the near future.
Well, Dr. Forcier, I know that you've put a lot of time and effort into the research on the differences between conventional ligating brackets and self-ligating brackets. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I know our listeners will, as I have, learned a tremendous amount of information from all of the work that you have done, and so we thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy. I enjoyed talking with you about these self-ligand brackets systems because, for me, I think this is the cutting edge of orthodontics, and I've enjoyed doing the research on it and finding out more about it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. For a full archive of UltraDent's podcasts, please visit podcast.ultradent.com. If you have ideas or suggestions for an upcoming podcast, please send an email to ultradentnews@ultradent.com.